There are now call logging software. What are they? It allows party to record the telephonic conversation. Maybe if you would have called one of the services that you would have been obtaining, we experience that there is a voice that says your call would be recorded for quality control. There is no other reason for that, and the quality control or the supervisor or the departmental head regularly monitors such conversation. The idea is not to record only the conversation, but obviously improving the quality. And then computer telephony integration, which is known as CTI. It's a technology which integrates the technology and computers as contact channel. I've expanded from voice to include email. So on the basis of what the technology telephony integrates, it is then converted into an email or the web. The definition of CTI has included all contacts channel with computer system. So they feed into this, the computer, and the channel are being handled. Now, issue tracking system. The technology used is issue a tracking system. It is a computer software, very properly written, which will be packaged that manage all and maintains list of issues as needed by the organization. So somebody is complaining, say company wants to know delivery delay, company wants to know poor quality of the product not up to the mark, they want to complain about a staff, all that. So there is a system of tracking all these issues. Then issue tracking systems are commonly used in an organization customer support cell to create, update and resolve reported by the organization's other employee. So if other people are involved to resolve that, that goes down to tracking system. Outbound predictive dialer, it is a computerized system that automatically dials batches of telephone number for sales promotion. It has a system that automatically keeps dialing for sales promotion, and this software is very popular with many of the call center. So you have the database of huge number of telephone number, and the software automatically dials. Then virtual queuing. What is that meaning? It's a concept used in all inbound call center. The virtually queue system allows customer to receive call back instead of waiting in the queue. This solution is analogous to the fast lane option used at an amusement park, which means where often have a long queue to ride various coasters and attractions. For an additional fee, a computer system allows park visitor to secure the place in virtual queue rather than, you can understand this, what is being explained. Suppose you want to ride a roller coaster and now you notice you are 28th on the queue. So you use this system, log yourself in, go somewhere and dine, and then you reach, you are 28th and you don't line up physically into that. I don't know how much that is accepted in India through this system, because in India, most places we have this practice, you have to be in the queue to get a priority. But this is a system, virtual queuing, it has been working, and this is in use in many places like mentioned here. A call center technology is subject to improvement, as all technology are always subject to improvement and innovation, coming new things to it. Some of these technologies include speech recognition and speech synthesis and software to allow computer to handle first level of customer support. You will find this happening on Google also. If you want recognition of speeches, there are many computers which are coming with this built-in support of recognizing the speech, recognizing what you are saying. Text mining and natural language processing to allow better customer handling. Agent training by automatic mining of the best practices from past interaction and many other technologies to improve agent productivity. So all this is to improve agent's productivity. All these software are installed so that improvements and innovation keep happening. More activities happen, they are deciding on what customer want and passing it on for the right training and passing it for interaction to other technologies. Automatic lead selection or lead steering is also intended to improve efficiency. Now, as you can see, this is a US pattern. I very well mentioned that some of these things are still yet new to India. It's an innovation that may take time to come into India, but both inbound and outbound campaign whereby inbound calls are intended to quickly land with the appropriate agent to handle the task. So inbound, immediately based on this, to improve efficiency, it will select where to go, and whilst minimizing the waiting time. We don't have time. Gone are the days when people were put on hold for long. People want quick answer and list of irrelevant options for people calling in, as well as for outbound call, where lead selection allows management to designate what type of leads go to which agent based on the factor including skill, as you can see, the skill, socioeconomic factor, and past performance and percentage likelihood of closing a sale per lead. This is basically on exactly generating a result and automatically selecting and steering the whole thing. It's a very advanced technology, as you will very clearly see. A US patent is reserved for it, and agent to handle the task, it will land only there. What type of a inquiry? Because of the speech recognition, because of understanding what the customer. So with this explanation, though it's a US patent based, you can understand what is the innovation that has come into people on the voice basis, appropriate agent handling those. It picks up few keywords and immediately transfers and lines up to a particular client who is a particular agent who would able to close the sale. Now, knowledge management, as it suggests, market orientation require organization wide dissemination of market intelligence pertaining to the current and future customer need. We must know the market intelligence, the knowledge. You must know what is market requiring. The market is gone for the old time thinking. We must know what is pertaining to current and future customer need. Dissemination of the intelligence across the department, organization, wide responsiveness to it. The significance of the customer information is quite obvious to many companies, because customer is the key, so the company wants to know what is the current need and what the customer is possibly looking on for. For example, look at the textile. Gone are the days when people were happy with polyester stuff. People are looking for fine quality product. So that's the future. People are looking for more comfortable clothes instead of that glittering and shiny clothes. Knowledge management is conceptual framework that uses this component. So whatever knowledge you have gained for the market intelligence, that should be managed properly to address to specific need of the market. The conceptual framework of knowledge management that uses following three core components. Knowledge of customer. You must know transaction of customers as well as basic data such as demographic profile and contact number. So that is knowing your customer. The customer's demographic profile into different demography and contact numbers. Knowledge from customers. Knowledge of customer. Now we are talking from customer. Interaction with customer through focus group interviews, etc. to gain knowledge. Taking an opinion poll, collecting and talking to a specific group of people, interviewing them, and knowledge obtained from customer. So of the customer, then from the customer, the knowledge, and the co-creation on the basis of that, customers are made part of the knowledge development. Obviously, any organization can create more knowledge by learning the needs of the customer, and as a part of knowledge development, like partners. So customers are partners, so they will help to develop knowledge. Computer software maker offering better version to the customer is example of this matter. Those are with an IT background will understand that a beta version is created for computer and knowledge creation. Then soft front knowledge management is a fully web based self-help knowledge management software. The product provides knowledge base and self-help to customer, partners and employees. So if you want to dig up some knowledge, you go to that knowledge management database and pick up what you want. A knowledge management platform helps for employees and partner to build and share knowledge. So you feed into that bundle of information and that knowledge is shared between employees and partners. Now, customer relationship management initiatives, that is CRM, is a multifaceted process mediated by a set of information technology. So CRM, many of you would be looking a career into CRM, the customer relationship management. So there is a multifaceted process mediated by a set of information technology. So all these different set of technology that focuses on creating a two-way exchange with customer so that the firm have an intimate knowledge of their need, want and buys and pattern. So what worked in market, what worked in certain demographic area, and that knowledge is based and collected in customer relationship management. It's a field in altogether very important. Those of you who would have got connected to CRM studies know all this. In this way, customer relationship management companies to understand as well as anticipate the needs of current and potential customer. Today's customer is very well aware of what he gets, what is available, and what exactly he or she wants. So many CRM initiatives have failed because implementation was limited to software installation without alignment to customer centric. So there was not real customer touch into it. So that's why so many CRM have failed. Technologies for facilitating collaborational, operative and analytical CRM activities are the visible components of. So where are they visible? For example, collaborational operative activities are the visible component. Geographical customer relationship management also has found the immense importance of weaving this important domain of geographical perspective. As you would understand, geographically certain customer relationship management differs. So this has brought that importance of changing, viewing this with whatever potential changes can be. Now, operational CRM. Operational CRM is what? It provides a support to the front office and business process. So basically, it is to provide support. In this process, each interaction with the customer is usually added to the customer history. So whatever is obtained in this operational, it is added to customer. What type of customer, what they want, specifically mention customer, what their needs are, what is the history, what product they were dealing, and what concerned people can retrieve the information as and when. So somebody is doing a customer relationship management work. If he wants to address you, a new brand of drinking product, so what is the need of the current youth, what they want, this CRM will feed into that, and details can be obtained from that operational system. And operational CRM is most useful in managing campaign. As I mentioned, if you want to address a youth and you are coming up with some new soft drink for the youth, so that campaign you can find out from CRM what is the youth looking for in a specific geographic location, what is the need of young users in residential areas belonging to, I'm talking about Mumbai, say Warden Road or Nariman Point or Marine Drive, would be different than the same product would be if successful in the middle class areas of Mumbai where the buying approaches are lacked. So that campaign where it should be marketed. An educational institution wants to launch and hold a show. They know which, for example, a product that is meant for students. So where is that key area? Which type of education? That's a campaign. Then enterprise marketing automation. Suppose you want to automation of enterprise marketing automation. Marketing to the enterprise, that automation of the technology, and Salesforce automation. You have a team of Salesforce where they should be implemented, where should they be put, what is the growth market, where is an area of approach, that sort of CRM management. This operational CRM is mostly useful in that area. Now we are talking of the analytical of CRM. It's an analysis the customer data for various process. It is being studied is for designing a target marketing campaign. You are designing something, you take a feedback from CRM, customer relationship management. You learn from them and then design, oh, we are coming up a new boys wear. So what is the need of the boy? How the fashion trends are? What is what successful? What has been on sale? If it is on a foreign made product, what was successful here? And that campaign by designing this and targeting. Then designing an execution of specific customer campaign. Likewise, what I said, designing and execution. How to execute that? How to bring that to implementation part? And then analysis of customer behavior to aid product and service decision. So discuss and study the customer behavior, how they would support and aid to that product, and that would result into decision. And then if that product is not successful, if there is a defection of customer, then think of that and also predict that. Maybe if you are marketing this, and this would lead to customer not accepting this anymore and would defect. This is all comes from analytical CRM analysis. Now, collaborative CRM, the function of collaborative CRM is to coordinate the multi-channel service and support given to the customer by providing the infrastructure for responsive and effective support to customers' issues. So again, the responses from the customer to this function of collaborative, where is how put together and how to coordinate the multiple channel service and what is the response to effective support to customers' issue. It also aims to generate and provide useful information. This will generate or produce, and it is focusing on that could be shared by various departments. It could be helpful for various departments to get that and information, and that which is meant for sales, marketing and service department. Very important tool that CRM aims to generate, so that all sales and marketing department feel the pulse of the market, they understand the market, and they bring and implement such type of planning. Now we are talking of GCRM, geographical CRM. GCRM is a customer relationship management system which collaborates the geographical information and the traditional. So implementing it to the geographically of that area. So it collects the data from the route of movement, type of residence, ambient trading and other customer information which are matched with geographical factors such as road condition, floating population. I hope you understand the term floating population. For example, a military cantonment area. The military is constantly on the move. So population could be 50,000, it may go to 40,000. The hostels of college students, they would have a floating population. Once the college shut, the population would drop drastically. And development, floating population, construction, suddenly schools reopen, huge flow of students. So a consumer product which is meant for that type of a population, that would reduce. So colleges will be closed, students would have gone. Military posting would have happened, an employee would be transferred to somewhere else. Few examples. And now I'm talking about the road condition. For example, northeast states in India have a very bad road conditions in the rainy season. There are a lot of landslides, and it is mostly a motorable road. So geographically, some product may not reach there. So such data are confirmed along the map and can be regionally analyzed using OLAP, online analytical process for visualization. Now, web and relationship marketing, using the web as your point of contact. So we will learn on this: transaction processing, content management, customer acquisition, customer service, customer marketing and customer preferences. So transaction processing, getting in a transaction on a web and processing that. Content management, sometimes what is the content of this on a web, and then how to relate it to the customer. That type of a management. Customer acquisition, when customer come unhappy to you. So through the website, where there is an area of contact us, there is some acquisition made, handling that. Also handling customer service. And then marketing through the web to customer, and then what is the choice of customer through the web, that can be said. So we are looking at something called Web 2.00. So what is it? What we discussed before is now coming here. Web 2 is essentially a set of tools that allow people to form business and social connection. So set up a tool that allow people to form business and social connection. It helps to share information and collaborate online. So again, it helps to pass on the information and collaborate. This includes social networking sites, blogs and wikis. All of us know this term, social networking website. So example, mountain climber, there is a website for them, you interacting with them. Or people dining fine food, or senior citizen. These are all different social networking websites. Blogs, a lot of people write blogs where they put their own thought, their experiences. People read it. And then Wikipedia, as we all know, where a lot of information is available. And other communities of virtual world. So all these are part of Web 2.0. Today, growing number of marketing are using this. And this is one very important technology which has picked up in recent years, that they are using it. Growing number of marketers approach through social networking site, because you are definitely targeting specific group. Blog, you depend how many followers are. Travel blog writers, journalists, they write their blog. So wherever you want to address, you can address through this website. And today's growing number of marketers using this for consumer collaboration on product development, service and promotion. So key features of Web 2.0 is Foxonomy, which means free classification of information. Then, rich users' experience. Those who use them, they have huge amount of experience. Users' participation. How many people read that website? There are how many people on that social networking site? Users' contribution. How many of them contribute? How many people agree to that blog? How many respond to that? How many people join on those social networking sites? And then providing through service from a software, dispersion, and what is the basic concept of this Web 2000? Is this a mass participation? Yes. And long tail services offered on demand basis. So these are the key features. That's all. We come to another chapter end, which was given to you by Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Once again, all my students and friends, thank you for listening to me.